as we should say good morning to RBN listeners across the United States, Canada, and wherever else. This is the Barden Report from Republic Broadcasting. PJ Barden is my name, and we're here today on this Saturday, the 20th of May, 2017, live, actually here in person. But again, I was saying to Sam before the program, the man who keeps the studio going there in Round Rock, Texas. There's no end. I tried to take a respite on the stuff I read out on SSRIs, GMOs, vaccinations, and the military-industrial complex. That, but it there's no let up. I have to try and keep up with it. But I should say we had a very good guest last week, Jim Lee, on the second hour. He is a profoundly knowledgeable gentleman. On we found somebody now that's a gem, and I thank Brian and Jenna in Washington for directing me to him. He is profoundly knowledgeable on GMOs and geoengineering, and he did an hour. An hour was nothing with him. But next week we'll do 2 hours, and he may be on his own doing some other things to do, but he's given a commitment. He's a busy man, but he will do a very, very good program on geoengineering and chemtrails and accurate information from all the disinformation that's out there. And he'll blow these climate warming people out of the water. So excuse me. Excuse me, I have to get a cough button when I get some money. But the what people talk about global warming and climate change, and we won't argue the 2 points, but there's been climate change since the beginning of time, 6,000 years, and man-made global warming, man-made pollution is real. By God, that is real. But the people arguing about it is, there's a third dimension here. Climate modification and climate warfare has been going on, and the first one, he would go over this, and I couldn't believe it, I thought it was the 1970s. The first test was done in 1915, but they've been 70 years intensively at it, and it's a big part of what's going on. The California drought was man-made by the HAARP thing, although the HAARP mechanism in Alaska is redundant. Jim Lee will explain that. But when this is exposed, I mean, it will absolutely blow these people away. These New Age demonic religion, the New Age led by Al Gore. I mean, he's fading into the background. He's been battered so much. But all that next week. But in the meantime, we're talking about, we have to start off, as you would, Donald Trump. And the man is literally he's blowing himself out of the presidency, what he's done. The people he's appointed, the majority of them are conspiring against him. And he's gone on a 9-day trip to the Middle East, Israel and Italy and the Vatican. I mean, Saudi Arabia, the wasabi fundamentalist Islam religion is being promoted and financed from there. They're financing all the mosques in Britain and Europe and in Ireland. And what does he think he's doing? Because they're doing selling 100... the story is he's selling $100 billion, going there to give his blessing to a $110 billion arms sale. Well, that, my friend, is not just for Saudi. That's for the Muslim Brotherhood and all the rest of them around the world. And do you think anybody's going to report on this? Within the RBN, I'm sure we put a problem together with some of the broadcasters on this alone, because this needs a major explaining. I think Michael Herzog might be the best to do. But it is shocking. That alone is an absolute outrage that he's going there to do that. And he's bringing Kushner with him. Kushner was in China last week selling... giving away free green cards for people who would invest in his schemes. I mean, Kushner should be in jail for that alone. I mean, what is going on here? And then he's going on to Israel. And all the Israelis around him with Israeli passports. Explain that to me, Andrew, anybody. Can you, you know? Who'd cut his throat tomorrow. And Mike Pence waving a goodbye, watching there on YouTube a few minutes ago. And Pence, oh boy, I'd be scared leaving that guy behind me if I was president of the United States. But it's unreal and surreal. I mean, I think the Patriot Movement, I think, are that close, so close to turning on Trump now. I mean, done strenuous efforts over years before he even comes in to get an alternative into the White House. He was supposedly it, the best that could be found. And now he has betrayed America and himself on so many levels. It's shocking. And James Kelso, of course, won't deal with this on his Trump Phenomenon program. We'll be talking to him later in the week. but they're just cheerleading flunkies for him. But there's an article here by, again, Mike Adams, outstanding writer, saying attempted political coup now taking place in D.C. with an effort to impeach Trump. Well, the, this investigation into the Russian collaboration with Trump, which is a joke, his deputy, the deputy attorney general, who Trump appointed, has appointed this Mueller to investigate it. I mean, this is a joke. They're saying an analogy on Redacted Tonight last night, a satirical program on RT. Putting Mueller in charge of this, which doesn't need to be investigated anyway, is like putting a raccoon to look after your rubbish. Hiring raccoons to look after your rubbish. It's a good analogy. But it is shocking. I don't know, he's locked in. He's a prisoner, and I'll come to an article later on, which I will read today. Paul Craig Roberts writes it up very well. Trump, a prisoner of the deep state. But in this article here, it says, this is a high priority alert. This is put out by National News. The Washington Post now exposed as a CIA propaganda front, sure. And the New York Times, a fiction-pimping anti-American rag owned by a Mexican national, has tag-teamed their way to their desired finish line, the impeachment and indictment of Donald Trump. And, well, they've been building it up for months and months and months and everything they've been writing. And they've been saying this has been accomplished through the publishing of a seemingly endless stream of utterly fabricated fake news stories, nearly all of which are based on anonymous sources. I mean, that's typical lies. Well, there's plenty of people that could line up to give their names who would lie anyway. They are probably little more than schizophrenic voices in the heads of the reporters writing in the news in the first place. Well, 90% of reporters write to order anyway. They're not investigating anything. If they don't find it on Google, it doesn't exist. The aim of this propaganda has been to accuse President Trump of every imaginable crime, from leaking intel to the Russians to obstruction of justice. Keep in mind that the same discredited media outlets gave Obama a pass when he laundered $1.7 billion in cash and delivered it to Iran on a military cargo plane. Now, that's public information. I mean, what's done over that? Nothing. The media reaction? Zero. They are the same fake news media that looked the other way when Bill Clinton met with Loretta Lynch on the tarmac in Phoenix, Arizona, in a private meeting to pressure Lynch to break off any potential criminal investigation into Hillary Clinton's long list of crimes. And again, at this point, just my own thing, this endless crap, and the alternative media are as guilty as anyone, endlessly going on about these emails. Leave that aside. That's 10% of the crime of the Clintons, probably 5%. I mean, they're delighted that this is going on because it protects them from all the other matters being discussed. Not that the mainstream media would discuss it anyway. But I am sick to the teeth of this personal server and emails of Hillary Clinton. It is protecting her, that story. It's not exposing her at all because it's shielding 90% of the crimes that they have committed. Although the other thing of the guy, the DNC secretary that was killed, that's now emerging some really serious stuff about that. But there are fake news media that looked the other way when Bill Clinton met with Laura Lynch, etc. Anyway, they are the same anti-American media that said they said nothing when Hillary Clinton cheated during the presidential debates by receiving debate questions in advance from CNN. And they are the same media who stood silent when former President Obama weaponized the IRS to persecute people in the Tea Party movement. There's many, many stories about that, where the IRS is a weapon of the government just to hassle people. Another branch of the FBI, you could say. And so these are all serious crimes and serious abuses of and treasonous acts carried out by Obama as a Democrat. But yet the left-wing media remains silent on even one of them. Well, the BBC here is endlessly quoting the Washington Post, the New York Times, and the Associated Press, I mean, who are rancid news organizations. And in turn, it's turning the BBC into a rancid news organization as well. But it is amazing to watch it here on so many fronts. The BBC in Britain, the European news, which is total crap. I mean, it's German people have dumbed down news now to a shocking degree. And they're going to, by the way, they're going to re-elect Angela Merkel, it looks like, in September. So Macron and Merkel will carry on as usual, but there's a whole lot of stuff here. We'll go to it about the Trump coup that is underway from many, many sources, but most of it is planned. He has put in place himself by appointing really treacherous people. And Dave Hodges has done a piece on his site again, the coup d'etat. It's quite a large piece as well. And they say the other thing that's boiling, and it's coming up now from every source, every trusted financial source, another mega collapse, the one that Bob Chapman predicted before he died many years ago, that would be 5 or 6 times worse than 1929. It will be bad. It will be really bad. And the implications will rise across the world. But in the United States, it will bring it to a halt. Total crash. Because even the Federal Reserve are running out of tricks. They're just running out of tricks and scams to keep the system going. They've been running Wall Street virtually for 30 years and supervising Wall Street to be run. It's a branch of the Fed, you could say. But they're just running out of things. There's nothing else to put derivatives on. A story, I think it's in the pile of stuff I hear here today. The derivative pile now, I figured I couldn't believe it's $500 trillion. $500 trillion of liabilities hanging out of the banking system. I mean, it's all over. It's all over. And I know John Sappler understands better than me the Federal Reserve System, but it could be got rid of, and this debt and be retired. But we'll have to do a piece on that separately. All these are mega, mega subjects. I can't just make glib comments about them. The truly serious things are going on. But what most people agree that the New York Stock Exchange and the London Stock Exchange is 70% overvalued, and the bulk of the pension funds are wrapped up in the Stock Exchange. And that's the hit we'll take in the next collapse. There's no buffer zone in the next collapse. It's down to the bottom. And it's this, all the people, for all these schmucks like Jim Rickards, who have bets on, and a sick look into his face on articles that pop up all over the internet, the death of Sterling, and taking advice from Jim Rickards. Well, they have bets on if Sterling takes a hit. But the co-conspirators are now ensconced in Europe. You'll have Merkel and Macron carrying out the agenda of the New World Order. And we're going to have serious problems, mega, mega problems, but it'll bring an end to the European Union quicker than otherwise, probably quicker than if Le Pen and those got power. But the Fast and Furious, now they're really gunning for Trump. There's an article about one of the schemes against Trump. He's writing this article, Jim Kavanaugh, you know, here's what I saw unfold in the media during the 24 hours from Monday to Tuesday afternoon, May 15, 16. On Monday, I saw blaring headlines throughout the day on Twitter about how, well, I don't go near Twitter, Facebook, or any kind of blogging whatsoever. This guy's saying it, explaining it this way. He says, so these various articles on Twitter and Facebook about Trump have betrayed some highly classified intelligence secrets to the Russian Foreign Minister, Sergei Lavrov, during their meeting last week. I was busy and paid little attention to the news, but I figure Trump must have committed one of his hallmark infamous. I woke Tuesday to read the stories in the New York Times and the Washington Post, sourced to anonymous people, current and former government officials, recounting that Trump had told the Russians big secrets. Again, we're repeating stuff here, really. But there isn't a shred of evidence. There isn't one shred of evidence. And the National Security Advisor, McMaster, Secretary of State, told him the only people cited who were actually in the room with Trump discussed the contents of the intelligence, but not the sources or methods to collect it. McMaster, the President of the Foreign... McMaster was supposed to have said, the President and the Foreign Minister reviewed common threats from terrorist organizations to include threats to aviation. At no time were any intelligence sources or methods discussed, and no military operations were disclosed. Well, I don't know how the Russians have had to swallow a lot of insults to go to that meeting, considering the totally opposed positions that America and Russia have over Syria. But as most people have estimated, World War III could start as a result of Syria. And the Russians will not and should not give up their warm sea port there. That is an absolute red line. And we'll see what happens on that one. But again, we're doing very long articles here that haven't time to review them and study them before the program, but again, Trump, a brave man to go on a 9-day trip with all this going on. and leaving Pence in charge. Wu and Pompeo, and two names who never get mentioned by the mainstream media. Pence and Pompeo. They never name these people. Does that seem strange to you? It does to me. Well, I know why. And in terms of the deep state and Paul Ryan, who is at the very center of conspiracies against Trump and the Patriot Movement and America, he's at the very epicenter of it. But anyway, we've gone to global warming briefly. Is that the latest global warming journal terrorism scare story? Melting ice will unleash deadly microbes that could wipe out humanity like a horror movie. Try to see Watson writing the story for National News. This is the latest scare story now. There's probably a major conference coming up, so they're floating this one so they can chew on it. One way or another, global warming is going to get us. Get you. Yeah. No bioweaponry from the deep state will get us. At least that's what the journal of terrorism wants you to believe. Their latest scare tactic is to terrify the public with the prediction that all the melting ice is going to result in global pandemic when supposedly eradicated killers like smallpox preserved for millennia and soiled under the permafrost once again see the light of day. Well, these are the military industrial state went up to Alaska where a lot of bodies of the Spanish flu that wiped out millions of people and recreated in American laboratories the most deadly flu virus ever. It's probably important down in Britain as their big bioweapon laboratory. But in fact, the scaremongers warn there are signs that it's already happening. Can you hear the Twilight Zone music? Almost. Now it should be noted that experts are warning about two causes of this potential problem, melting permafrost caused by global warming and industrial drilling. Well, there is that to a degree, but at any one time, established fact, the methane gas coming off the seabed is absolutely massive. And I've just lost my screen. I'll bring the screen back up. There we are. And that's going on all the time. It says, while evidence of man-made global warming leading to catastrophic level melting of the ice caps is dubious at best and fake at worst, industrial drilling is the threat that is probably well worth considering. Jean Michael Cleaver, a professor of microbiology at Massachusetts University of France, explains that while microbial disease cannot normally survive for very long outside their host, the soil under permafrost offers a unique environment for the big long-term survival. It's really is. I don't know why they should be talking about stuff under the permafrost because it's been down there for hundreds and hundreds of years. But he's going into it in great detail here. And he says his team have already discovered a number of these giant viruses right at the top layers of the Arctic ice. And they warn that many of these are located in the same areas that are particularly sought for mineral wealth drilling. Well, the Russians are up there drilling in the Arctic. They have built their stations and their drilling rigs and their on ice, on land military bases. And that'll be a fight of a royal fight between the United States and Canada and the Russians. While this all sounds quite terrifying, it's important to note that these types of articles already need to be taken with a bucket load of salt. They are often nothing more than weaponized journalism. And anyway, that's the next scare story, just to put it out there, coming is melting ice will unleash deadly microbes that could kill us all, according to them. But and the other thing which is very relevant, this is a relevant story, and now we're coming up to the break, but I'll do it after the break. The ocean, millions of tons of plastic dumped in the ocean. Very good article on that. And we'll be back in 3 minutes.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Okay, and we're coming back in again. I was just going to this article in a minute about plastic rubbish in the oceans. It's shocking. But anyway, we have a caller, Glenn in Philadelphia. Glenn. Hello.
Good morning, PJ. Can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead. Yeah, carry on.
Ah, oh, very good. Your audio is a bit mushy this morning, so...
Well, I'm on a landline. I'm on a landline because of Skype problems. We'll clear this up. It's not great, but carry on. I can hear you clearly, yeah.
Okay, very good. Reed, you might need to go slowly and enunciate carefully. I'm going to listen real hard, but I can understand you. I'll tell you, I keep thinking about Trump is, I'm thinking of the old cliche that the road to hell is paved with good intentions, and he's certainly marching us right on down that road. Some of these personnel choices and appointments are just unbelievable. And I'm, thinking of a few things. Obviously, he's, being manipulated by Zionists in the background quite clearly. I mean, the idea of proposing Lieberman for the head of the FBI, I always think it's ironic. Lieberman's name means beloved man, from the German. And yet, I can hardly think of anything more horrific. I mean, if it gets any worse, we've got war hawks and Zionists and crazy, I was listening to a pro-Trump program last night that was, affirming this sale. It's like, we want to fund these people so they can go kill more Yemenis for the corporate interests and stuff like this. It's just horrific.
Right. No, the Lieberman, I'm because I've been doing so much of this for 20, 30 years, I'm unshockable. That really shocked me to think that he would consider Lieberman. I mean, he'd be impeached within 6 months. The number of schmucks that Lieberman would let into the system as head of the FBI. And then this Mueller being appointed by the deputy, I forget the name of the deputy, Attorney General.
Counsel.
And because... what? Yep.
Isn't Mueller functioning as a counsel?
But the deputy director of the deputy attorney general, it's a Jewish name, I forget the name, he, because Sessions had excused himself from this subject, Sessions has no power in the matter. And this deputy, who stupidly was appointed by Trump, I mean, he's an idiot. He's gullible.
It's a Stein of some sort, Rothstein or some a Stein, I believe, of some sort. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
To make an interesting point about the Jewish names, in the non-Jewish world, names are often indicative of people's professional activities or their trade, like a fenster mocker in Germany.
Yeah, that's the same in Scotland. The Scottish clans, the Murrays and MacDonalds, they all have got personality traits as to what they were doing over the generations. The Murrays were, process servers. The MacDonalds were, some of them were border reavers, you know.
In English, a wheelwright is someone who makes wheels. A smith is a smiter of metals. A smith to smith is a smiter, a fashioner of metals. But with Jewish names, they tend to come from nature, like a stone or a rose. You know, Goldstein is gold nugget. Silverstein is silver nugget.
That's right.
Things in nature, rose and bloom, flower blooms. So they tend to be, the names tend to be, valuable or beautiful things in nature, whereas the Gentile names tend to be more about what the person's function is in society.
Yeah, well, a lot of the Jewish names got changed and rearranged. There's a different thing that happened in Ellis Island, and you blame some of the drunken Irish inspectors who did it. If you came ashore with the name Schwarzenegger, you'd say, what kind of an effing name is that? And he'd put Schwartz on the form and stamp it, bang, and that was your name for the rest of your life in America. A lot of that carry on went down, well, that was just carry on at Ellis Island. But a lot of these people, Trump has about 80 Ashkenazi Jews in his business organization and in his political fundraising organization. And they are all pro-Israel. He's gone to Israel now to bow to them. And these people who make up the White House and the State Department, and Hillary Clinton, not only as she rakes with them, she had serious members of the Muslim Brotherhood in the State Department, and including her lesbian lover, Uba Abedin, whose family are founder members of the Muslim Brotherhood.
Right.
How did she even get a foot in the State Department?
And Huma Abedin's mother is one of the biggest advocates of female genital mutilation in the world. She's very, very...
I read that too, These people are unbelievable. The Democrats are truly, they're a demonic cult now. That's what they are. Not just a stupid political party doing stupid things and messing up budgets, which is the normal norm in politics, but they are a fundamentalist cult.
Right, so we have a choice between horrific tyrannical group A or horrific tyrannical group B. I mean, under Obama, we had his closet Muslim background and activities, and then Brennan with his Muslim connections. Now we've shifted over from, Muslim connections to all Zionist connections. But I suspect that this is manifesting the fact that there are no more good guys. I think Trump has people.
It's like this. It's embedded in this political correctness, like trying to remove the word Christmas and give it another name because it might be offensive for those who are not Christians. I mean, that is outrageous. This is your country. This is our country here in Britain. We are it's our country. We don't have to bow to any minority. But this is absolutely, and the gender thing, which is just off the Richter scale, which in California they're recognizing 32 genders. What I'd expect to be male, female, homosexual, and transsexual, and transgender. Fine, we leave those four there. They're not genders, but they're variations. And they have got it up to 32. So it's calculated to destroy the family, unit, and value, Christian values.
To destroy the culture. Yes. I think a idea of bringing down the culture into chaos in order so that it can be rebuilt the way they want. I mean, since when is it incumbent upon those who are stronger of mind and emotions and soul to be utterly codependent to the weak-minded who might be offended by this, that, or the other thing. Where is it written that one, you know, no one must ever be offended by anything, you know?
No, political correctness is a disease. It's pretty strong here in Britain. The BBC is riddled with it. And they dominate broadcasting here, and most of the local radio is BBC. But although a lot of them have a serious autonomy, a lot of them used to, they do have autonomy within their own group and their own areas. But there's an article that comes to later on. Fascist book burning begins as high school confiscates yearbook due to politically incorrect quotes from the students. I read out a piece last week whereby... was it up in Oregon? They were saying that he and she has been banned in some schools. I mean, this is insane. But anyway, very good. We're coming up.
All right, take care.
And we'll talk to you soon. Okay, thanks a lot. And we'll be back in 2 minutes.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Okay, and we're coming back in again at the bottom of the hour. We've a longer run now, 20 minutes, but talking to Glenn there in Philadelphia about the insidious clash of cultures and the Zionist movement trying to pull America in one direction, and all the carry-on of Trump. I mean, he's really made some shocking mistakes, but and this political correctness disease, it's pretty bad in Britain here as well. In the media, but although the only paper has bare-knuckled about it is the Daily Mail, and there's a commercial radio station in London which Nigel Farage is on, LBC Radio. His programs immediately go up on YouTube, so if you look out for Nigel Farage show on LBC, he deals with things, he does the program in London and from Strasbourg and from Brussels and from Washington when he's there, and he's pretty good, and his callers, 50% of the program is callers, and he deals very fairly with them, but... he lays into the European Union and all this kind of political correctness stuff. But I should get out the number, anybody wants to add to this, 800-313-9443, if you want to add to this, 800-313-9443. But I was about to read an article here, a very good one, which I've been saying should be to pay our priority of the United Nations about cleaning up the oceans. And there's been a lot of stories now consistently coming through in even the BBC and on the Daily Mail, on their websites, etc., and they've done a documentary or two on this plastic in the oceans. It's shocking. It's not as bad. It's absolutely horrendous. Every type of plastic, and some of it that has been in for years and years, is breaking up. But that's going into the digestion system of fish and wildlife. And they see dead turtles showing up, which are strangled by netting. Well, fishermen dumping netting and using the wrong kind of netting. Ella MacArthur, the fantastic British woman who is a around-the-world sailor, she has been running a campaign to protect this long flight, I've forgotten the name, bird that flies halfway around the world, a massive bird. I'll look up the name in the middle of the next break. But and she noticed it as she was sailing around the world. But there's an islands in the Pacific which are the ocean. The sand can't be seen. There's so much plastic washed up on these islands. And they're saying, how do you clean up the ocean's biggest rubbish dump? Well, the plastic rubbish dumped in the sea causes big problems for sea life and can pollute the water we drink. But a new invention could provide the answer to cleaning up the ocean by sifting all of the rubbish. And it's very good. They show it here. It's kind of a plastic boom that can be dragged across the ocean with a netting under it, and it's not destructive to any fish or wildlife. But I'll just read about it here. But a new invention could provide the answer to cleaning up the ocean by sifting all of the rubbish. The Great Pacific Garbage Patch is a massive area of ocean in America between California, Hawaii, which loads the plastic waste gatherers, where the oceans go into a swirling pool. It shows here it's between Japan and Asia and North America in the center of the Pacific Ocean, and it's where most of this stuff gets lodged, but a lot of it gets washed up on the shoreline. But now a Dutch company, Hope, they've come up with the idea that will make cleaning up rubbish here, make it quicker and easier job. What is the Great Pacific Garbage Patch? Millions of tons of rubbish end up in the oceans every year, and most of it comes from the land. For example, litter gets swept into drains and ends up in rivers, so the plastic straw or couplet you dropped could end up in the sea. And because most plastic isn't biodegradable, meaning they can't easily be broken down, they may be stuck there for hundreds and hundreds of years. He said the plastic is carried by currents and goes into one of the world's five revolving water systems. These water systems are called geysers, and Great Pacific Garbage Patch is the most famous one, halfway between Hawaii and California. It also has another name, the Pacific Trash Vortex. It's well named, the Pacific Trash Vortex, full of plastic. Not everyone agrees to its size, but it has been called the largest rubbish dump on Earth. And they show this big plastic boom called Ocean One Pilot Cleanup. It looks very good, like the booms they put out for oil, but it's specially made for this job, and it's quite effective. The main idea being that the ocean cleanup is to let the ocean currents do the work. This is quite clever. Get this put up on some websites. U-shaped floating barriers are attached to the ocean floor by anchors, but fish and animals can swim underneath it without getting trapped. The barriers will move more slowly than the plastic and act as an artificial coastline, picking up rubbish as they go. Then the floating plastic is forced to a collection point where it can be taken out and shipped ashore or recycling. We'll have to see a video of this, but I'll just read that anyway. It's very good. Into things like, and recycle into products. The idea came from Boyan Slat, a 22-year-old from the Netherlands, who created the ocean cleanup back in 2014. But then he said he hoped to clean up 42% of the ocean's rubbish in 10 years. Well, that would be a fantastic achievement in a short space of time. Since then, he developed his original idea into this one, which he says will cost less and make the cleanup much faster. His new aim is to remove 50% of the Great Pacific Garbage Patch in just 5 years. Very good. I'll put that aside as a special article. We'll come back to that again and get somebody to come on and talk about who's maybe actually doing it. But just following on of that again, these attack. Mike Adams has a piece here. Regularly, very happy to quote him. He has one of the best sites on the internet, Natural News, and best educational access site ever. It's outstanding. And he says, help needed. Asia Organic Farm in Oregon about to be forcibly mass poisoned with glyphosate by the county government. Now, this is classical behavior of this Monsanto, who have a grip on local authorities, states, and governments. They take action or email call Sherman County Court today and stop them from spraying over 2,000 acres of organic farm herb. This is the oldest organic farm in America, I believe. More details of this video and below is this. Anyway, AZURE, Asia Farms, is a working certified organic farm located in Morrow, Central Oregon, in Sherman County. It has been certified organic for about 18 years. The farm product produces almost all the organic wheat, field peas, barley, and corn, and beef for Asia Standard. Okay, they have their own standard out there, their own brands out there. Sherman County is changing the interpretation of a statutory code. And guess who's behind this? From controlling noxious weeds to eradicating noxious weeds. These weeds include morning glory. You can't eradicate a thing that's growing in the earth. You can control it. Canada thistle and white top, all of which have been on the farm for many years, but the only toxic chemicals will eradicate. Organic farming methods will eradicate and destroy the soil at the same time. I mean, how sensible is that? Organic farming methods, at least as far as we know today, can only control noxious weeds. It's very difficult to eradicate them. Sure, as I just said. What's happening? Sherman County may be issuing a court order on May 22nd, 2017, that's Monday, to quarantine Asia farms and possibly to spray the whole farm with poisonous herbicides, contaminating them with millstone, escargot, and Roundup. This is an act of war against the people of this farm, Oregon. I saw him interviewed on YouTube. This will destroy all the efforts Asia Farms has made for years to produce the very cleanest and healthiest food humanly possible. About 2,000 organic acres will be impacted. That is about 2.8 times the size of the city of London, England, and 1.5 times the size of the city centre of Philadelphia. Then you can think about that. That could be sprayed with noxious toxic pollution herbicides. The county would then put a lien on the farm to pay for the expense of the labor of chemical use. Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. So take action now. If you are concerned about where your foods come from, enjoy organic non-GMO food in the United States and support organic farmers, contact Sherman County Courthouse before May the 22nd, that's next Monday, and preferably before May 17th when the next court decision will be held. Info via email, etc. And the number he's giving out is call Lauren at 541, area code 541-565-3416. Area code 541-565-3416. And he's saying, just finished the article, raise your voice and speak up for those who your families and communities. The other adult thing I'm going to say there, Glenn, other people, the other articles, these people have taken this power onto themselves totally and illegally because people are asleep. We have given them this power by not rising up against these things. And the entire debacle of the multinationals and the military-industrial complex, it's 40 years late, the public waking up. But a dumbed-down public that, quote, advertising marketing crap, not the science of what's going on. And so this proposed action of spraying this farm is completely unreasonable and will destroy any organic farm and pollute the massive area. If enough voices that benefit from organic produce speak up, the county will understand that there are people that care about their food not containing noxious chemicals, etc., etc. Anyway, that's the article. But the state, again, attacking farming. Vincent Finelli has broadcast on this many times. He'll be back on air live soon. It's at every level. They're attack, attack, attack. And these are bought and paid for criminals by Monsanto and the multinationals. And this is the second article about this here. Somebody from that county, Sherman County, Oregon, considers making organic farming illegal, wants to forcibly spray rogue organic farm with Roundup. Well, it's the same thing they're talking about. But on and on it goes. It's shocking. And this same Mike Adams is saying alternative medicines. The shocking epidemic of Alzheimer's. And he's saying horsetail herb prevents Alzheimer's and dementia by removing toxic aluminium from your body. Well, I have a story to tell directly on that. I've been putting a grubby old oven. I cook food in twice a day. And that's got lined ridges, rails inside. And I cover it with an aluminium foil to cook the food. I've been doing that for 7 years. And I read an article the other day which scared the hell out of me. They say there's 400 milligrams of toxic aluminium comes off every time you bake on aluminium foil. Well, on that basis, I should be dead. But stop using aluminium foil on food, wrapping it for lunches, or reusing it in an oven, especially that. It is deadly to use in a heated oven. And he's, I'll just read the article here. It's a short one, I think, is it? I've missed a page. as aluminium is a toxic metal that damages your brain, accelerating Alzheimer's and dementia. No wonder the vaccine industry put it in its vaccines. In combination with mercury and other potent neurotoxin, aluminium ravages the brain, causing permanent brain damage that quite literally leading to vaccine rage wave of insanity and mental illness now sweeping our society. Vectors of aluminium exposure includes vaccines, over-the-counter medications, antacids, and are often loaded with aluminium. Or sometimes the phrase we describe it here as aluminium, it's aluminum in America. To translate, two countries separated by a common language, aluminum. Cookware and even deodorants, which are typically made with aluminium salts, aluminum. The health ranger offers a non-aluminium deodorant, etc. Aluminium foil in ovens, in kitchens. Get rid of it. This is not paranoia. This is real. And yet another one from the Monopoly organization. I try not to use them. I call once a year or twice a year. I have to get something that only Amazon has. But Amazon is annihilating so many local retailers that when the SHTF, I forget what that means, the local retail infrastructure will be long gone. But they're saying here the younger generation may or may not know this, but at one time there were hundreds of video stores across the country called Blockbuster. Yeah, the other there. On Friday or Saturday night, it was common for people to go to Blockbuster and rent a VHS movie in a way that was similar to how one checks out a book at a library. Excuse me. When VHS tapes became obsolete, Blockbuster began stocking their shelves with DVDs, and when DVDs eventually became obsolete, so too did Blockbuster. In its place came video streaming services like Netflix and Hulu, which allow users to select movies over the Internet from the comfort of their own living rooms. Much in the same way, department stores and similar shopping facilities may well become obsolete as well, considering the growing popularity and convenience of online retailers like Amazon. And people say, oh, it's creating courier delivery companies. No, they're being wiped out by the monopolies, and I'll come to that in a minute. As a matter of fact, over the past decade and a half, there has been a dramatic increase in the number of e-commerce sales and the gradual decline of the number of sales made in department stores. Well, I live in an area where there's 9 towns in a row here which have now died in this part of Wales, and there's only one over the way, I think of any, that's surviving well. It's got a very good road network. But we have the supermarket wave wiping out towns in Britain, retail-wise and job-wise, and now the internet wave, which is the final nail in the coffin. But in 2011, online sales officially surpassed sales made in department stores. Today, e-commerce stores are bringing in over 100 billion quarterly, and department stores have dipped below 40 billion. 40 billion, we'll see, 100 billion versus 40. The reason for this ongoing trend is obvious. Why get in your car and travel to the store when you can simply find everything you need on the internet from the comfort of your home? But the pending extinction of the department store isn't exactly something that we should be celebrating. A world dominated by e-commerce retailers requires certain elements of society to remain intact, such as the electric grid and the access to the internet. What would happen if, go through the North Korean launched an EMP strike on the United States and took down the electric grid, instantly putting millions of Americans in a survival situation? Without department stores and without access to sites like Amazon, even the most basic products needed to survive will become incredibly difficult to obtain. He's referring to another article about survival, some things that he's involved in. Considering the circumstances, the scenario described above isn't just kind of a wild conspiracy theory. Many were right on the edge of this. Many experts fear that foreign leaders like Kim Jong-un of North Korea will strike the U.S. with the electromagnetic pulse attack, which would essentially send our country back to the Stone Age. Well, the U.S. grid is not a protected grid. You can have a hardened grid that's pretty much protected from that. But it has been run into scrap. See, the American electric grid is appalling. Online shopping on websites like Amazon would be impossible due to the fact that there would be no electricity and no connection to the internet. Furthermore, lack of department stores would mean, which I think he's referring to supermarkets as well, that would mean that people would be able to pull products off the shelves like they normally wouldn't be able to pull products off the shelves like they usually do. Anyway, the rise of Amazon, the most obnoxious company, and they then have been held up in court here in Britain for running effectively slave labor operations in their warehouses, paying people buttons and working them to the bone. Absolutely shocking. But anyway, we're coming up, can you love music? Coming up to the last break of the hour, and we should be back in about 3 minutes.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Okay, and we're going back in for the last few minutes of the first hour. But following on from the saying there, the situation if we're hit by a EMP attack, it's relevant to talk about bartering would become a major part of financial transactions. And again, J.D. Hayes in the Value Financial News here is saying the barter will become the new economy after the global financial collapse. So make sure you have plenty of these items. And he's saying the following the global collapse of the world financial system, which no one knows when it will happen, but many believe is inevitable, given the massive debt held by the world's biggest economies, and the concept of money will change virtually overnight. He said, like post-World War I Germany, when hyperinflation made the currency, the mark, so devalued and worthless, that German waiters in restaurants have to climb on tables to announce new menus prices every 30 minutes. The world's currencies will simply collapse since they are based on the US dollar. 5 years ago, an MIT study, well, the Massachusetts Institute of Technology study, noted that an earlier analysis predicted that a global economic collapse by 2030 had not changed and was still on track to occur. But the key is the dollar. And more recently, National News founder and editor Mike Adams, the health ranger, predicted that should President Donald Trump fail to convert the church of globalism, like the deep state and the global elite want him, they are more likely to crash the economy on purpose and blame it on him in order to retain their own power and prevent him from draining the swamp. Sure, that's going on right now. While the reasoning is certainly sound and most Americans probably would blame him, in many ways it won't matter who is responsible, only that the economy as we know it is no longer exists, which means that we typically use to obtain goods and services money, which means that what we typically use to obtain money and services, money is no longer valuable. It's a word missing out of that sentence. But our needs won't change. We still need food, water, shelter, clothing, personal hygiene items, ammunition, firearms, and other things to carry on with our lives as best we can. And though money might be obsolete at this stage of the collapse, the things we need to live with still retain value. How will we obtain them? Through barter. These 10 items are cheap, but they will be invaluable after a collapse. Barter is a system of exchange for goods and services, or exchange for other goods and services. If you have something of value, even a skill, you can use it to trade for something you need that someone else has. And he goes on to say, here are some of the most popular items that you will need to obtain to use as currency in a post-collapse situation. And he's saying, precious metals like gold and silver. To alcohol, believe it or not, will be a higher demand, but small quantities, though, like half pints and single bottles. I'm amazed you got that in as number two, but there you are. Tobacco, even state, someone will want a smoke. Well, people who have an addiction will trade. Ammunition, all popular calibers, 22, 45, 2 to 3, and 40 cal. Over-the-counter needs like Tylenol and medical supplies. And, okay, we're up at the top of the hour. I'll start this again after the break on how to operate barter operations. Okay, be back then.
Hi folks, let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply, and of course the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. Our supplements is a great way to maintain and improve your health. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game. Life is too short to feel, you know what I mean. Stay in the game. At the top of your game with GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Again, GetTheTea.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.